The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa ta'ala. We had talked about the adalat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this week we would like to continue with that discussion on the justice of God. And as a quick reminder, you know, the definition of justice that we have is very specific in Islam, right? When we say that Allah is adil, what we are saying is that the justice of God necessitates that He provides each human being with exactly what they need to be successful in the hereafter. And that He would never deprive us of the opportunities to gain success in the hereafter. We're not talking about material success. There will always be differentiations, and we talked about that point last week. But the point of justice is that Allah would never deprive an individual with the opportunity to gain His mercy. That Allah would never deprive an individual the opportunity to gain Jannah. Everybody gives it. Now, whether they use it or not, that's up to us, right? But the opportunity is there, and sometimes people's variations are very mild and different compared to each other. Hence, certain people will have to exert a tremendous amount to gain that grace, while other people may just have to take a few steps because of their environment and surroundings. But there is a question that then comes about, right? Is that if Allah is just, how can we see so much evil? Right? Why do we see oppression? Why do we see tyranny? Why do we see all types of hardships in this world? The question about oppression, you know, is not how we understand it to be related to the divine justice of God. When we say that Allah does not oppress, we are talking about the opportunity of success in the hereafter. Okay? When we talk about worldly difficulties and oppression, this really doesn't have to do with the justice of God. It has to do with the mercy of God. And so the question is that if Allah is all merciful, why does He allow these type of things to take place? And that's a question that we can answer. And when we look at our books of aqaid and theology, we find numerous answers given to this particular question. And I think it's an important point to understand. And if we look at all the reasonings together, it gives us a good grasp as far as what our expectations are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we face difficulties, right? When we face hardships. So we find scholars like Ayatollah Nasim Makarim Shirazi, Sayyid Mujtaba Lari, Shaheed Mutahari, they give different explanations to this particular question that why does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allow evil to take place, right? Why does He allow oppression to take place? And some of these reasons may resonate with some may not, but at the point is that these are the explanations that are given. The first explanation is that misfortunes and undesirable events serve as a warning and a wake-up call to us, right? The fact is that when life is good, we tend to ignore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We tend to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted. But it's only when we find a bump on the road, when we find a pothole. Yeah, some people's potholes may be big enough to get a flat tire. Some may just be a bump on the road. But these are reminders that, hey, what's taking place? Right? What's happening? Am I forgetting to do something? And so these serve as a wake-up call for us to try to become better human beings. And the fact also is that when we find some types of misfortunes, it prompts societal changes, right? For example, war will prompt a society to take better action as far as their defense is concerned. If an earthquake or something levels certain areas, it will prompt that society to make sure that their infrastructure is better built. And if without these things, life would be taken for granted. And so one of the reasons is that society needs these to wake up and realize what their purpose is. And again, from an individual perspective, I think we can all relate to that, right? That when we look at our lives and when we find difficulties, I hope that we are people who reflect. Like, what does God want from me at this particular point, right? Like, you know, we talked about this with COVID, that, look, when Allah does something, there are societal ramifications and then there are individual ramifications. The individual ramifications differ from person to person, right? So when COVID happened, society had to wake up. But at the same time, I hope we all looked in our own lives to say that what does God want from me in this particular moment? Right? And if we did that, then we passed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala successfully to try to become that better individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. Another explanation about evil is that it's an incorrect attribution to Allah. Oftentimes, difficulties are because of our own actions. Right? You look at sometimes the financial difficulties that a person is in, and if they were to analyze, in certain instances you would say, man, I should have budgeted better. I should have thought this better. I shouldn't have bought that. You look at health concerns that arise. Man, I should have had a better diet. I should have exercised more. And so sometimes it's very easy to blame God. But sometimes the problem is that we were the cause of what is happening. And when we look at all of these things, it adds to this next understanding that evil in itself is really non-existent, right? One of the theological understandings that we have to base our life on is that Allah is Jameel, Allah is beautiful, right? And nothing but beauty emanates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, when we see things which we classify as non-beautiful in this world, they are only in existence because the people failed to act in the way that God wanted them to act. You understand? Yeah? It is wordy, but it's important to understand. Allah says, don't cheat. We cheat. We find problems. Allah says, share your wealth. We hoard. We find poverty. Yeah, Allah says, be kind. We don't. We have aggression and other difficulties that rise. A lot of these problems that we see on their own, evil on its own is non-existent, right? It only exists when people fail to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to do. And so this understanding is really important, that if we acted the way God wanted us to act, many of these things that we classify as evil would be non-existent because Allah does not create these type of things. But finally, I think this answer is also really beautiful, is that evil is relative, right? And it's misunderstood due to the limitations of our knowledge. You know, as human beings, we tend to have a very narrow outlook of things, right? If something happens that is bad for me, I consider that particular event bad, no matter what. But it could be that that event actually had a greater response or a greater result for other people. Hence, it wasn't really bad. When Allah plans something, He's not only planning for Jafar, yeah, and gearing everything for Jafar. No, He's planning for everyone, right? And if we had the ability to look from a bird's eye view at the whole picture, past, present, future, we would see that anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, in fact, has goodness attached to it. I may suffer some form of harm from it, right? But the point is that it has goodness to it. You know, our scholars all give the same example of a snake, right? And they say that the poison or the venom of a snake is not evil for the snake. It's a form of protection for the snake, right? And it's a necessary defense mechanism for the snake. Now, when that snake bites me and that venom goes through my body and causes me to fall ill or die, I would look at that and say, that's bad. But from the entire perspective, the snake needs that for it to be successful, right? And so if we were to look at any event that transpires, we would understand that from the grand point of view, nothing is bad, right? Now, it may be bad for us, but if I were to realize that I am a larger peg within the sphere of society, I would never complain about anything that happens because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.